Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another live edition of 410 Sports Talk. I'm Glenn Martin here with my co-host James Haskell and, of course, DK in the background. Coming off the heels of an exciting walk-off overtime win, 37-31. The Ravens beat the LA Rams in Baltimore in a rainy, messy, action-packed, high-scoring affair. Jimbo, are you like, what was it like? What was the emotions like in this one? Because this might have been the most stressful game all year for me.
Oh my gosh, this was a classic Ravens game. You got to count on a few of these a year. Super emotional game because you see a guy like Devin Duvernay go down. It's funny. The first thing I was thinking is, crap, we don't have one of our weapons back there, right? You know what I mean? I just want him to make the catch, and I'm not thinking about any of this. But you know, it's crazy because my son is sick. He's overcoming the sickness, and he's at the point where he's like laying down on the couch, not wanting to move. He's kind of like a wet rag right now. And so I get up and I'm like, yeah, let's go. And he starts freaking out. Poor kid. I scared the life out of him. But all of a sudden he started moving around and dancing. And so, yeah, that was the whole game. Absolutely. Incredibly emotional, up and downs, all of it, because there's a lot of frustrating things I think we're going to get into. But look, this is just what I want to say at the end of the day. Great teams find ways to win. Mm-hmm. And dagnabbit, the Ravens found a way to win today, Glenn. Woo!
They certainly did. Holy smokes. It wasn't pretty at times. At other times, it was amazing. Like, you just look at Lamar Jackson's day, and he ends up 24 for 43, 316 yards, three touchdowns, has that one interception, which, by the way, what a catch by that defensive player. I mean, he looked – you just don't see catches like that by DBs very often. That was a fantastic play. But also adds 11 carries, 70 yards on the ground, does Lamar Jackson. And it's like he had moments where it was, like, unbelievable. Like, how does – only he could have made that play and turned a sack into a first down or some of those throws he hit, especially to Flowers. But then there was also plays where it's like, what the heck was that? Like, you know, the first overtime possession had me wanting to run through a wall with my head.
Oh, my gosh.
It looked like a throwaway possession. Like, we just kind of it was so crazy. But, I mean, what an emotional roller coaster. And I tell you what, I think Ravens O's Nations is right about this one. Tylan Wallace, free beer in Baltimore for life. He should have went down three or four times on that run, Jimbo.
I mean, the balance at the end was just grasshopper zen right there, dude. How else do you, like, man, that brought back, that's so many memories of, like, you feel like the ground is coming at you so fast. You're just trying to get your feet out in front of you and do anything you can just to stay up. Golly day. That was an awesome run. Mm-hmm. By the way, I didn't hear anything about Duvernay. Do we know what happened or did I miss
something? All I know is when I saw it live, he got hit while he was already on the ground. A guy comes in and kind of hits him in more into the ground. So I'm going to guess either a concussion or a shoulder issue, but I didn't hear them bring it up once, so I only saw it live. I didn't even see a replay, but I was like, "Ooh, that looked like it hurt," and then I never saw him again. So, hopefully he's all right, but it looks like we certainly have plenty of candidates that can fill in admirably as at least punt returner.
Hey,
what a play.
I tell you what, who is it? Jonathan Ramirez was his last name? That's going to the game, and it sounds like Sean Pisker went to the game.
First game?
Woo! Yeah. Got your money's worth, bro. Woo! Got your money's
got
worth.
Got some free football on top of it, bro. Oh, you got that free football, man. Overtime football, baby.
Woo! Wet or not, it doesn't matter. Sean Pisker says, guys, I'm on my way home. I'm on my way at home from the game, but how's...
My man had a couple brewskis today, Sean. Game. I hope somebody else is driving.
Oh, you know somebody else is driving. That's for sure. I'm sure it did, Sean. Yeah, I'm absolutely sure it did as you drunk chat us.
That's
we love
right.
it. Man, glad you enjoyed it. Glad you had
imagine the pop in that building. I can't wait to talk to my brothers and just ask them to describe the pop in that building when they saw Wallace wasn't going to be caught.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely insane. Man.
Yeah, first game to go to, and that's your game. Yeah. I mean, holy smokes, it doesn't get any better than that. And I want to give some credit to Odell Beckham Jr. today. I mean, this guy, you know, I picked him as my breakout player. It just comes as no surprise playing his former team.
Smart man.
That's right. I'm glad I changed my prediction there. Odell, four catches, 97 yards, has the long touchdown of 46 yards. Both those catches where he had to adjust, go from one shoulder to the next. I mean,
filthy.
Like, it's just. I mean, I'm just glad to see it because so many critics were out when they signed him to that big contract, 15 years with the extra three. I mean, 15 million with the extra three. Everyone wanted to bash it, and man, is it paying off in a big, big way.
Huge, and especially we talked about it, as soon as Mark went down, I feel like we identified him as the guy that was going to have to pick it up because he's the vet in the room. He's the, you know, he's the guy at the big paycheck. He's OBJ, and look, he's done nothing but step up. And you know, to the occasion. The other thing I got to say, too, is that I don't want to hear the Ravens fans whining anymore about us not taking shots down the field.
Oh, dude, I loved seeing that. Yeah, I loved it.
But it was funny how it goes. It's so unbalanced at some points where I'm like, okay, let's just run the ball. Like, holy crap.
It came in bunches. It was a lot.
Absolutely. I'm happy about it and excited to see the evolution of that as the the season's coming to an end, but as the season continues to come to an end. So also wanted to say that as well. The other thing too, I wanted to point out, Glenn, is that my offensive key to the game, I would say, did not come to fruition. And that's one of my concerns moving forward is the dominance, the offensive line. There were moments where it looked like Lamar had all day back there, but it was only when they were like rushing three. I mean, other than that, I felt like
offensive line played pretty well in the pass game.
I just felt like the outside. So not the offensive line as a whole as much as I felt like Morgan and Stanley just struggled. I felt like
we saw Falele come in. It looked like it was part of the game script to have him come in. And I thought
and
he
McCary
played well.
Came in too.
Yep. When he was in there, I thought surprisingly, because usually Falele does not play well when he's kind of
thrust into action.
He usually needs some time to prep, but I thought the offensive line had certainly moments when you consider taking on a guy like Aaron Donald on the inside, who by the way was at some points triple teamed in order to nullify him. But also, I mean, you remember the one play where he had Lamar Jackson by the back of the shirt, he's swinging him around, Lamar gets a perfect pass off only to be dropped by Zay Flowers. But look, Zay Flowers, he had two drops, uncharacteristic. One hit him in his belly button. But we got to talk about what he did do today.
How great is it to have a number one wide receiver?
Oh, dude, he's something special. Six catches, 60 yards, has the touchdown, a huge clutch touchdown, and catches the two-point conversion in the right corner of the end zone, which was absolutely a massive play in the game. What I love about him is just how he plays. He's just like always to the whistle. That one play, he could have laid down. They could have touched him. But no, he gets up. He fights for an extra 3 yards, turns an 8-yard gain into a first down. And man, I mean, he is just going to be something special for years to come here.
Yeah, absolutely. But I have to say, though, that moment where he scored the touchdown and the 2-point conversion, reminiscent of Hollywood Brown, though, right? The Colts game, I think. Wasn't it that the Colts game where he did the touchdown? And I absolutely agree. Certainly the fighting at like the getting up and fighting for the extra yards, not reminiscent of Hollywood Brown.
Right.
It's exciting just to have, like, it's so such a relief just to have a number one guy. It's just great. Manny says that game was gritty. Absolutely true. Those are the games we don't win. So huge for this team down the stretch. Zay Flowers touchdown was a masterclass. Mm-hmm. Marlo looked rough. Yeah. Can't remember a game where O-line blocked so well in pass pro. So, I mean, I guess people saw it differently than me. I just felt like we were struggling on the outside and Lamar was running for his life a lot. That was just me.
Well, he wasn't running for his life until 5 seconds had passed and there was still no one to throw it to. You can only ask those guys to block for so long up front.
Yeah.
You know, the other guys get paid too.
Yeah. Well, I was expecting more. Maybe I just have higher expectations.
I guess so. What about Marlon?
Look, Gus, the run game was non-existent except.
No, they did not block well in passing.
Keaton's one run.
Yeah, they did not block well in the run game, did not open up holes. There's no doubt about it. Keaton had a touchdown if he doesn't trip up. If you remember on that one play, he had a touchdown. But to the rest of his point there, Marlon Humphrey on the last drive certainly was being picked on, was being targeted, had an opportunity to redeem himself and seal the game away with an interception. Can't hold it, can't pull it down.
Great
What's your
defense
concern?
By DeMarcus Robinson. Like, great. You know what I mean?
As you got to catch
like
that
he
ball.
He ripped the arm up, but dude, you got to catch that football.
Yeah, a lot of people are disappointed in him. I was just shocked to see the attention he was getting, especially in the game's biggest moments.
I can't disagree with you there. I mean, it was, it's funny, they're shying away from Brandon Stevens, is what it feels like.
Right? Dude, that touchdown, by the way, that was on Brandon Stevens, that was a perfect throw.
You talking about the DeMarcus Robinson?
Yeah, I think that was on DeMarcus. John,
I think, broke the record for the highest thrown challenge flag in the history of the NFL. I swear that thing was about to hit the upper deck.
We got to talk. I mean, look, we like John Harbaugh. We're John Harbaugh guys. I mean, I think it's pretty crazy to not like the guy when you look at what he's done here. But there's no doubt that it's when it comes to challenging, he sucks. He sucks. Give someone else the challenge flags. Let someone else. Get Jerry Rosberg out of retirement. I don't know. First of all, to not know that you can't challenge a scoring play is crazy.
Do you think he was
crazy.
Just so infuriated and he wanted the attention of the referees?
But the only way that works is if he's actually right or at least remotely close to being right. The guy wasn't within 5 yards of the back of the end zone.
And we don't even know what he was – like, what is – so they said he challenged the touchdown. Like,
he challenged that the guy stepped out of the back of the end zone and then was the first to touch the ball, which is a penalty. He wasn't within 5 yards of the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
It was really poor.
I feel like it was a tantrum. It was one of the moments where he's just standing there and he's so angry and he knows nothing else to do but – yeah,
look, you can't have a tantrum from a 16-year vet at coach.
And I could be totally wrong, right? Like, that's just what it felt like. You
know
what I mean?
I don't know what – whoever is in his ear,
fire
this man immediately. He sucks.
Not
he doesn't
John.
Tell you to
Not
challenge.
John. Fire the guy in his ear.
The guy who's in the booth who's watching the TV replays and saying, John, challenge that. He's wrong every time, and when he doesn't say it, he should say it.
Yeah, he obviously is intimidated by John and afraid of losing his job.
Yeah, we got to get somebody with some gahonies on the other end of that mic.
But you know, you're absolutely right. Cito said, and the other thing you were talking about, Marlon. Yeah, it's really been difficult. I mean, that last drive was certainly difficult to watch. But even I think of other big moments this year. This has not been Marlon's best year. Like the Pickens play, and I feel like there's probably another one or two. But I think at the end of the day, it's still fair to give Marlon the benefit of the doubt and know he's going to shake it off and come back. But the interception is the big one for me. Forget getting beat. You redeem everything if you make that interception. Dude, you got to catch that, Glenn.
Got to. And you can't let Cooper Kupp beat you on that double move at the end. Like, it's just to be a veteran quarterback, to be that sold on a double move in that scenario was kind of surprising. But Cito says, shout out to Ty Jacoby Jr. Wallace, saving us from having to discuss Marlon always being on the bad end of a catch in clutch time. Yeah, I mean, he was certainly sensational. My whole thing is, do you think, like, it wasn't like what he did, I don't know, you can say, like, okay, he gets the returner job for the rest of the year. Like, it was a sensational play, but I don't think he's taken Duvernay's job, right?
No. I mean, Devin Duvernay is still Devin. I mean, if you're going to say that, then it's also, you would have to say, okay, is Devin Duvernay not able to do this? Yeah. Like, what just happened? Like, that's the only, so no, I don't think so. But look, it might be a little late in the season, at this point, but if Tylan wants some attention, this is the way to get John's attention.
Oh yeah. I mean, what a great, he was the 53rd guy. Like, was he not the last guy to make this team? Yeah. And wow, what a moment he'll never forget. Even if he doesn't make another play, he'll always have that moment, that crowd pop, you know,
extended his career with that play.
Oh, certainly. Well, he told everyone, Lee, hey, guess what? I'm a viable punt return option.
Absolutely. I think he absolutely extended his career tonight. And look, he had a great preseason, too. This wasn't not necessarily special teams, but he definitely did as a receiver.
Which is more important as a receiver because now you're showing you can do it everywhere.
Exactly. So shout out to Ty, man. He made himself some money tonight.
Who, by the way, I think just recently made good on a longtime promise to buy his mom a new car. So also pretty cool moment to see that he posted on social media. Manny says, first game of career returning punts for Tylan Wallace. Wow. I mean, he hit the ground running, Jimbo, with his first opportunity.
Is this really his first? So we've never had him back there before. We always used to have Prochet back there if it wasn't.
Yeah, it's always been. Yeah, it's always Prochet. Imagine we had Prochet instead of Wallace back there. You think
he would have dropped it, just gifted it to the Rams, and then run over to the sideline as far away from the coach as he possibly can. Oh.
Yeah. Hey, what about Linderbaum on that snap? Are we going to get, I mean, look, he's been good all year.
Yeah.
But that was, I mean, we had the ball up by 4
okay,
at that
point.
Okay, so
do we know?
Up by 3 at that point.
Do we know? I mean, so obviously it's easy to say.
We were tied, right? We were tied.
Oh, yeah. It was what, 23-23?
We took the lead back with a field goal. It was 20-20. They went up 22-20. Then we took the lead back.
Yeah. Do we know? Like, I don't know exactly what happened there. I mean, obviously there was a miscommunication, but
yeah, like it seemed like Linderbaum was on a different page than everyone else, though. That's what I'll say. Yeah, so I'm gonna put it on Linderbaum.
Yeah, that's fair. Man, yeah, that's tough. You can't do that. There's another mistake he made early in the year. Oh, what was the one? The dang it, who were we playing? It's the same game where Zay caught the fair catch for the punt. The clock management was terrible.
Oh, the Indy game, right?
Yeah, I think didn't he have another big mistake in that game?
He's had two this year.
Yeah,
that this one included. So only one other, which I guess you know we're holding him to a pretty high standard to say you've
no,
made
but
two
I mean
mistakes.
These are the moments, right?
Yeah,
like
you can't have it,
right? I mean, obviously I'm not gonna bench him,
right?
But,
right,
you know.
Hey Jimbo, I gotta get your take on this guy because man, we were all worried when Andrews went down, right? Yep. We're all panicking. We're all like, yep. Oh my God, it's this guy. Isaiah Likely today, 5 catches, 83 yards, touchdown. He has a long of 54,
mm-hmm.
albeit left wide open, butt mm-hmm. naked on the sideline, but mm-hmm. I don't care. What'd you think about old Isaiah today?
I thought he had a good game. And I just want to say it's my favorite play of the game when he went for the first down, the pass to the left side, and he smashed the edge rusher and then went out, made the grab, and got the first down. Because that's the evolution for him.
Yes.
The two things that he needs to work on is, three, downfield blocking, on the line blocking, and then just making the simple catches. Everything else he's incredible at. He's so fast.
Yep.
Once he gets the ball in his head, like no knock on Mark, but he is so much faster.
Oh, so
like,
much
like just
more
in a
fluid.
Straight line. It's
and change of direction, all of
yeah.
it. He's got wiggle
yeah,
as
yeah.
a big boy. Like,
dude, he is so freaking fast. It is just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. The only blunder, I know Lamar kind of threw it behind him, but I thought he should have made that one catch.
He could have made it, yeah.
But heck of a game, and I think that they're going to continue to give him opportunities, and he's got to stay mm-hmm. confident, stay sure-handed, and just keep working on little things. But I love seeing the evolution of his game with smashing the guy off the chip and then boop, first down. Like,
that
was
so right.
Shout out to him.
I mean,
man.
He floored that guy. Like, if you guys haven't seen it, Jimmy's so right. He absolutely, the guy's head hit the ground before the rest of his body did.
Yeah.
That's how,
like,
that's
one
how
of those.
He upended him. He absolutely crushed him. And here's the good thing about having Likely out there. If you want to look at some silver lining between him and Andrews, he's not going to command the attention of the defense. So, I guess in a way you could use him as like a sneaky weapon. Now mm-hmm. getting the command of the getting the attention of defense helps open up things for other people. I understand that, but having this guy, like, do you think Mark Andrews, if given the same route, would have been left wide open down
yeah,
the
not
sideline?
Not a chance.
Like,
everybody's wristbands is where's 89.
Right. So even though it's certainly a disadvantage, it's a loss for the Ravens to not have Mark Andrews. There are some silver linings in there.
Like, how can we equate this into some sort of a strategic advantage? The mystery that is number 80, right? Like, how can we do that? So I think, that's a great point. And the other thing, too, is that when he gets the ball in his hands, dude will make you pay because he is mm-hmm. taking the house. He's got to be one of the fastest tight ends in the NFL.
Oh, for sure. Just straight line speed?
Yeah, it's got to be.
He can burn, yeah.
Don C. says, for Ann Acid's boy. Them Ravens.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, everybody needed them today. I'll tell you what, they were giving us fits.
Hey, Aquatica's right in the chat, though. We got a lot of people in the chat. Click that like button. It'll
That's
help
right.
us out a ton, push us out to more Ravens fans.
That's right.
And
helps out the whole algorithm, you know.
That's
we're all
it.
Slaves of the algorithm these days, so contribute, baby.
That's right. Shumail Malik says, always grateful for a win. Couldn't have ended better. But I don't want to be negative. I don't want to see 44 on his pod this week. He needs to get in the lab. I mean, it was definitely not his best moments. I still like Marlon Humphrey. I still want him on this team. But there's no doubt he needs to be better. He needs to be better in the air. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't care as much if he's right there and, you know, the guy makes an incredible catch. But what bothers me is when he's biting on double moves like he's a second year corner. Like you can't do that in the biggest moments.
Yeah,
yeah, it's frustrating. And then you have that opportunity, man. Oh, you'd like to
redeem
see him go get
everything,
it,
right? Like, you can redeem it all, and you let, in comparison to you, scrawny DeMarcus Robinson.
Yeah,
like peel your hand away, dude.
Plus, he just waited for it.
Yeah,
DeMarcus couldn't have done any of that if he attacks the ball. And he had time. He's literally waiting for it like this. Go get the ball.
Yeah. Well, you're asking for a lot, Glenn. For a Marlon Humphrey. That dude is not known for his ball skills. Look, we haven't even had a receiver.
Dude, he was literally standing here while the ball was 20 yards still in the air.
It's like, go towards the foot. Like,
yeah, like, go get it.
Yeah.
Go get it.
And it's I kept thinking in my head, if Marcus Williams and him would have been in exchanged positions, interception.
Oh, dude, Geno?
Yeah, even, right, like, dude,
Brandon Stevens might have caught that one.
This is the thing that amazed me. Before the hand got ripped away, both hands right here.
Right
touch the football. It's like, you know, those slow motion videos that they have of kids where like you throw them the ball and they're like,
yeah, I got it.
It just like hits him right in the face. It's like, Marlo, how did that happen? Like, physically, how is this possible? Explain the physics of this, because I don't understand it.
Yeah, you got, hey, you got to go get the ball. Got to go get it. Jack says, credit to Lamar on that last drive in the fourth. His best drive of the season. Marlo needs to stop his shitty podcast. Okay, well, I see. Is not a fan of Marlon's podcast. Okay, was it? What's it called again? Punchline or something? Something to do with punches. I think so. Here, let me pull up that drive, though.
You okay.
What's that?
You hear me?
Yeah, yeah. You got me?
Is it the mic or is it these?
I don't know. I hear you fine. Hello. Am I good?
Yeah, you're good. It was me.
Okay. All right. Cool. I want to pull up that drive because that drive was absolutely special. It goes 13 plays, 75 yards, in just 3.5 minutes, mind you.
Dude, but the third and 17 to Zay was just...
Dude. I mean, absolutely insane. Shouldn't have been third and 17, by the way. Should have been third and 11. They absolutely miss an incomplete pass and call it a sack. I don't understand how that's not reviewable.
Oh,
they
my said gosh. It's I know. Not,
like, first of all, the whistle was never blown. It wasn't even blown after the ball. Like, it's like every ref was scared to blow the whistle.
So
how that's not challenging.
They all got money on the game.
Stop it. I don't know. I don't know how that's not challengeable. It's kind of
Yeah. Well, and then they were reviewing it for a million minutes to then determine that it's a sack. It's like, So this is the other thing I got to say, Glenn, that I learned on that drive.
What's that?
Lamar Jackson and Todd Monken have something very much in common, which makes them potent as a couple, like as a duo, but also makes me a little nervous. I don't think either of them are the most patient guys in the world, but the patience that both of them exercised in that drive to take what the defense was giving them from a play calling standpoint and from a quarterback standpoint over and over and over again until we methodically worked our way down the field was magnificent to see, right? Yep. Like, it was so excellent to see because they were giving us enough to get the first downs, to move the chains. But it's funny to me because I was in my head think, oh man, maybe Lamar's getting a little impatient. That ball down the field was a little like forced, whatever. I think it's a little monkey too. Like, all right, let's get this thing down. You know, let's get the rock down the field, right? But it was nice to see them together do that. And it's progression because you and I talked about this early in the season where, like, when the offense got punched in the mouth, they kind of went down the drain.
Yeah.
But they took some – the whole team took some serious headshots. They looked like Rocky in the 14th round. And they're still out there, like, doing their thing, right? So that was huge point. As far as the progression of this team goes. I was glad to see it, man.
Yeah, you got to be able to respond to adversity. You're always going to have adversity at some point in a game. And to your point, the way you bounce back is you have a safety. First of all, they had the safety. They punted the ball. They forced the Rams to punt on that very ensuing possession. And then they go 12 plays, 65 yards, almost take 6 minutes off the clock and get a big-time field goal that gets the lead back. Damon says, I'll be in Jacksonville next week. Shout out to Lamar for saving us yet again. But being a realistic fan, and I have voiced this previously, I am tired of Harbs looking clueless on the sideline during critical situations. Yeah, it's really a head scratcher as to why that keeps happening. Because I don't look at Harbaugh as he seems like a pretty bright guy. You know, he runs a top world class organization.
He's very tactical.
Yeah, and we've had moments in the past like where we've known the intricate details of a rule and bent it to our advantage. You know, I think about like in the Super Bowl when we had guys holding people and tackling them and we're holding punts and we're taking safe, like doing stuff that nobody would have guessed before the play. And yet the basic elementary challenging seems like it's unbelievable. Odd. I don't get it. Yeah. I don't understand it. But
I tell you what, Damon,
Jacksonville.
That's what I was saying. I think Lamar Jackson is going to show out down in Florida. I think this is his only game down there this year. They lost to the Browns, I think, yeah.
Like, you lose to the Browns?
Dude, they lost to Joey Flack. Appreciate it, Joe! Thank you, my man.
I'm shocked that... it doesn't look like it's going to be quite as challenging as it was, you know, a couple weeks ago.
Trevor Lawrence is still working back from that whole thing.
Yeah, I know he had at least three picks today.
Yeah, so... But the only thing I want to say is that Lamar's going to show out in that heat because I think this is his only, you know, he's got the nice weather. He's going to be all limbered up. He's going to feel like he's at, you know, he's at home. So I think it's a fun game to go to for sure. You going to be out in the pool, dude? You going to be in the pool? Hey, Jacksonville, that's what I really want
to
know.
You got to, right, if you're in there. Hey, also, I think an underrated game today, I just want to point out and give him a little bit of credit here. Nelson Agholor caught all five of his targets.
Yes.
He turned into 32 yards and had some huge catches in that final. That final drive was absolutely
three.
I think three on the final drive.
Yeah.
It was absolutely huge. It seemed like all his catches were first downs. It was just absolutely amazing. I mean, it wasn't that, I don't believe, but it just felt like
crazy
all of
to say that Nelson Agholor has become like a stabling presence. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's funny to say that because people have trashed Agholor for being incredibly inconsistent. But at this point in his career, I think he's pretty steady Eddie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right? Like, and you need a guy like that.
Now, what do you think? Shout out to Dr. Uncle Bob in the chat. But also, do you think he meant something other than tuition for the win, or am I missing something? Tylan Wallace, do you think he meant?
Maybe.
Because I don't know what tuition means, or maybe I'm just really not cool, and there's like something cool behind that word that I'm not sure of, but which is possible.
But either way, we'll take it. What up, Bobby?
Yeah, and I appreciate the generosity. Jason Bronco says, I love that we made it out of this, but if we connect on at least half of those deep balls, it would have been a blowout. Please, Ravens, make that a focal point. Well, we gotta give them a little bit of leniency in that when they're looking up for that deep ball, the raindrops are smacking them in their open eyeballs.
Yep.
We got to give him
and
a
the ball
leniency.
Weight is heavy. The wind was out there. Like, I felt like Lamar was trying to figure out the weight of that wet ball because you could tell he was short on a lot, but then you could tell he was overcompensating because he was way out there.
Yeah.
That's difficult, man. That's like, you know, how much pee did you put in the snowball? Sometimes a little bit, sometimes a lot. The weight of that snowball is different, man.
Okay. All right. Don't play with yellow snow, Jimbo. We've all learned that at a young age.
As long as you don't eat it, you can throw it, though.
Oh, dude, that's dirty business. It's like, that's like worse than throwing those ice balls. You know, you throw
No, dude, I'd rather get pee to the back of the head than ice, bro.
From the ice ball? Oh man,
dude, the ice ball.
Who's pee?
Gonna lose some brain cells. You pop me in the back of the head with those ice balls, dude.
Dude, you probably got a beanie on, bruh.
You know what the bad ones is the snow that comes right off the edge of the plow truck.
It's all ice.
Oh, and it's soupy and nasty.
It's heavy.
Oh yeah, those are. I miss those days. You
absolutely wreck someone. But what I like to see, Bronco, is the fact that there was many deep shots. Just because you don't hit on one, you don't give up. You keep going. And look what that did. It turned into big plays.
I think
today. They
did make it a focal point in this game, right? Just like you said, Glenn, they kept shooting their shot.
It's not going to hit every time.
Right? That's a quote by Wayne Gretzky, right? By Michael Scott, right? Isn't that how it goes? You miss all the shots you don't take or whatever.
Yeah, sounds right.
Shout out to Michael Scott. Doomgoy 94 says the bye seemed to hurt this team. D looks suspect. I'm not ready to say that yet. However, there was some certain rust and a lack
of parts.
Yeah, but I think that overall the general health of the team is worth some of the stuff that we saw in that game that you could potentially attribute to not playing last week. I think we needed the break.
Yeah, I mean, to say the defense looks suspect, you guys got to remember, the Rams coming into this game had won three in a row, were averaging mid-30s in each win, and are completely healthy except for Tyler Higbee, which, by the way, didn't look like they missed him much because that rookie tight end stepped in and played huge minutes for them. But there's no doubt in the early part, I was surprised by to see the effectiveness of their run game. They were running right through our defense. And but we talked about Kyren Williams and how good he is, and he looked it today. He lived up to the hype. But I think the defense played well in big, big moments, and you got to give them credit there. I mean, they made huge stops when the offense either sputtered and the Rams had an opportunity, especially in overtime. I mean, they had an opportunity to win the game with just a field goal. They completely shut them down, get the ball back, and, you know, the rest is history. Got to give them credit. The Rams are good, bro. They're good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and look, as they continue to get healthier and you know, Cooper Kupp looks to – I know he was limp. You know, he was kind of hobbled in this game.
Best game for you today, Jimbo.
Hey, Lamar didn't hurt either, I'll tell you
what. No, he did not.
No, I appreciate that. But, no, for sure. I mean, I think that they're going to be a team that the Niners are going to have to contend with.
Yeah.
You know?
There's no doubt. There is no doubt. Nobody wants to play them come playoff time if they stay healthy the way they've been.
Yep. Masi says, thought game was lost. Yeah, I think we were all there, Masi. Rams in red zone last drive, putting in OT. Everything went downhill after on special teams. Winning.
Yeah. Oh that offside on special teams at the freaking commercial break?
Yeah. That was what? How can you? Did he review the play? Like, you can't do that. You can't, like, retroactively call that.
And, dude, that is it ended up leading to a touchdown. Like, that's
so stupid.
It should have been our ball.
I'm glad Masi brought that up because I forgot about that. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, dude. We should have had the ball back 14-10 with the lead. And instead, we get the ball back down 17-14 because they end up getting a touchdown that same drive. Unbelievable. Yeah. By the way, also horrible call on the Marlin PI on third and 16.
Oh, terrible.
On the right side. Horrible call. It was a completely uncatchable ball. Yeah. And it was incidental contact. Yes. The guys are getting tangled up. It was
right. They
bullshit.
Ran into each other when they're both going towards the sideline. And that it just is what it is, dude. Like, that was ridiculous.
These refs. Yeah. Horrible today on both sides, by the way.
Yeah, and I agree with Masi. The announcers were so favored towards the Rams. It was so annoying.
I mean, like, was Stafford, like, did Stafford visit their hotel room the night before?
Oh my gosh,
I mean,
dude.
Holy smokes, they were in love with this guy. And he had a good game. He had some nice throws, but wow. Dude. Yeah, they loved him, that's for sure. Sean says, guys, I still can't talk. One of my buddies I'm at the game with is a Rams fan, and when Wallace scored, I kicked his ass. I had the time of my life. That's so awesome. Glad to hear it. You got to give him. You got to give your buddy some.
I wonder if Sean's going to be pulling anyone over tomorrow.
No, he won't be able to because he won't be able to
speak,
issue the ticket.
Right? What is he going to? He's just going to sign.
Yeah. Nah.
You're going 80 and a 45.
He'll just sit at one of those turnaround spots that are illegal for everyone else.
And
but
just
cops,
look scary.
And just sit there and just look scary and not pull anyone over. Just sit in his car all day, dude. And watch.
That's
got to
be amusing, right?
It's got to be great, dude. He said, bro, I ain't doing shit. That's right. Make up for it the next day.
That's right.
Don C says, Ronnie Stanley is soft like my pillows, and he's not healthy and not loving the game anymore. You know, I thought Ronnie had a pretty decent game today, okay? He had a better game than he had been having, and some of the pressures were due to the secondary not letting guys get open and Lamar holding the ball long. That's how I looked at it.
That's fair. There were some moments where it's like, okay, how much longer can you expect the offensive lineman to hold these guys? I do have to say this. This is a positive thing about the offensive line. If you watch Ronnie absorb these guys, this is just my opinion. I'll be interested in what Cole says. I do believe that he anchored better today. Just the anchoring. Like, he was
had
able
a new brace on his leg.
Yeah, today. And I felt like he had more confidence in that leg, and he was able to absorb that initial, you know, contact better than he had been before. So I will say that was definitely a positive.
Dude, I don't put the game on the pass protection offensive line. Their run blocking,
terrible,
I think,
terrible.
Needs a lot of work. There's no doubt about it.
Come on. Man, yeah. Gus had like 8 for 8 or something stupid like that, right? Like, that's part of the reason why I'm mad, because he was my breakout player and he doo-doo today.
Man, I'm glad I changed mine.
By the way. Yeah, I have a shirt idea for Gus Edwards. We're going to reach out to him about this. The wheels on the Gus go round and round.
Dude,
you like that?
Say it live, bro.
Dude. Oh, it's okay.
Someone's going to steal our idea, bro.
No way, dude. I can have that printed tomorrow, dude. Tomorrow. Anyway.
Let's see. JL says, JH putting on another Aster class in challenges. I like that. Not master class. Aster class. In challenges, I mean, it was a doozy for him again today. I honestly think he needs to offload that responsibility. I really do. I mean, give someone else the red hankies, bro.
Yeah. That's a tough one. I don't know what to say. Pick number one seed, or WC fully healthy. Who's WC?
WC. I don't know what WC means.
I don't know.
Trying to see here. WC. JL, help us in the chat. What do you mean by WC? Help us out.
I can't read your... I can't. I'm trying to read DK's lips here. Can't. Dang.
Yeah, I don't know what that
means. Wild card. Or the wild card fully healthy.
Oh, so make it to the wild card round.
I mean,
healthy?
You're telling me that J.K. Dobbins and Mark Andrews are coming back?
Yeah.
I'll take the number hypothetical, one seed. JL.
I'll take the number one seed.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. I'll take that. But I see what his point is. I guess he's saying, like, to guarantee no further injuries from this point until the playoffs, would you take that or guarantee the number one seed?
Yeah. Let me tell you what. It's okay to have brain farts when you got a camera in front of you and a microphone, too.
Hold on. Was that bad? WC fully healthy? That could have been a name. I was thinking of a name.
Right.
Yeah, I was thinking.
But let me tell you what. When the camera's on and you're thinking about a million things, you got a chat next to you, you got all this stuff. Look, dude, you brain fart all the time.
Jimmy knows it. I start sentences on this show live, and I have no idea where I'm going with them. I make it up halfway through.
Dude, it happens, guys.
It happens. It happens. Asmodeus Donatos, Jimmy. That snow isn't a snow cone. Yeah. Dude, don't do it, bro. It's not egg custard.
What the best was? Was going up to the height to the school parking lot up in Edgewood and just making the snow plowman's life absolutely miserable. Miserable.
You talking about the ice balls?
Oh, dude. I'm pretty sure I cracked a window or two, dude. Because you don't want them to do their job.
No. You put duck decoys out in front of them. You lay down in the road.
That's right, protest. Dude, you sacrifice yourself.
You know what I'm saying? Don't let them clean the neighborhood.
What our kids won't know. I hope so, but.
I don't know. I'll be out there with them, dude. I love it when my son gets a snow day.
Yeah. Glenn's going to be able to fall over whenever he's trying to run away.
I'll be like Buddy Elf, dude, when he was letting them things go, bro. I'd be killing.
We just watched that. My son loves that movie.
Oh, dude, how can you not?
Yeah, it's the best.
Damon says, no pool for me. I'm from Baltimore, Morgan State alum, but I live in South Georgia. So anytime the Ravens come to Jacksonville, I'm there. Okay. All right. Yeah, look.
Shout out to Morgan State. Poor Morgan State, dude. ESPN had to do the girls' basketball team wrong. They put them on ESPN. Their only chance to be on ESPN against South Carolina, the number one seed in the country. It was halftime, I think, 72-20. Why you got to do Morgan State? That's not even fair.
Yeah.
Well, come on, man. But shout out to Morgan State.
Yeah, they got some face time.
There you go. I guess it's better than not. I don't know if that helps or hurts recruiting. Joshua Hunter, thank you so much for the super chat.
Legend. Can we get a Joshua Hunter in the chat? For his generosity, shout out to Joshua.
That's right. Tough battle against a talented and desperate Rams team. Absolutely. Wins like this, no matter how this final stretch ends up, tell us fans this team can compete. Mm-hmm. Compete or complete team effort on both sides of the ball. Special shout out to Tylan Wallace, Lamar, and Roquan for setting the tone. Look, our boys came to play, had a ton of grit, resilience, persistence. What's the word? Yeah, all of them.
All those words, dude. Yeah. Roquan, to his point, 10 tackles again today. It's just a normal day's work for Roquan. Absolutely. When he gets to the ball carrier, it is a violent interception. Like, it is – I love to see it, man. Now, are you concerned? I mean, Kyle Hamilton leaves the game with a knee injury. He is standing on the sidelines, which I take as an encouraging sight. What's your take on? And I do think Kyle Hamilton's injury helped – the Rams offense be as successful as they were.
I'm a bit nervous about it.
Okay.
I don't know. I just don't know what's because I felt like he went out there, then he came back off again.
Yeah. Right. He did. He
got
did,
hurt like, and it was non-contact.
But does that mean like the fact that he tried, does that give you some encouragement?
It does. But then he came back. So you know what I mean? He was like, I don't know. But it does give me some encouragement. But the fact that it looked like it was non-contact is also not exciting. I always get nervous with those.
Oh, for sure. But I think to the first part of Josh's point, he kind of touched on what you said earlier, Jimbo. The fact that they showed they could come back from, I mean, that safety could have been the done-dunner for the Ravens in week three. Mm-hmm. But this team just didn't let it get them down, and they just kept going, kept plugging. And you certainly got to credit the leaders like Lamar Jackson for doing that.
Oh, my gosh. So I just want to update everyone. I see a tweet here from Kadri Ismail. Shout out to Kadri. John Harbaugh is saying it was his strategy to throw the challenge flag to get a timeout and help his defense set up for the Rams 2-point play. But couldn't he have just called a timeout?
Right.
That's the only thing I don't understand there.
Like one,
like just call.
I mean,
timeout.
Maybe he thinks that throwing the challenge flag will buy him more time than a timeout. Cause it'll cause them to go,
you'll get a couple glitches, right?
Yeah. Like you'll get them going. What do we do?
Yeah.
So maybe. But it does, as Jack says, it does waste the challenge, which, there wasn't a ton of time left. They still had one additional challenge. So likely, remember, after 2 minutes, there's no more coaches' challenges. So at that point,
I didn't get it. Maybe he just didn't feel like running. You know, John's got the bad knee. He didn't feel like running down there, so he just chucked the flag.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, he chucked the heck out of that thing.
But I think losing a timeout isn't good for sure. But that play, getting that stop, was incredibly important.
Huge.
So they understood that they had to get that two-point conversion stop for sure.
I think John had a little brain fart there. Mark Anthony, the gamer, says, I live in Jacksonville. It's going to be raining and 40 degrees.
What?
Ooh.
In Jacksonville?
I guess so. I wish my son was coming, but shoot, it's going to be lit out here.
Yeah.
Hey, enjoy it, man.
Yeah, I hope you have a good time. That's shocking. See, I'm not very well traveled, so I'm shocked to hear that it's going to be that cold and wind and raining. Now, look, it's a week out, right? Like, the forecast could change.
Yeah, and Jacksonville's on the inner portion, right? Like, on the panhandle thing? Like, on the handle thing? No, DK? Is on the coastal side?
DK would know better.
Northeast? I've only been to Miami and Orlando. I don't mess with the swamp. Well, I guess Orlando's a big swamp, but...
Shout out to Frenchie in the chat. Big time win. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Frenchman. Absolutely. By the way, Bob Pierney's coming.
Yeah, why is that?
He's coming to the event.
Oh, is he?
Oh, Bobby.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
That is awesome. Cannot wait.
And we love you, Sean.
That's right, dude.
That's right.
Shout out to you,
keeping
Sean.
Us safe. Except for tomorrow, where he'll be quiet quitting.
I'll still be keeping us safe.
Yeah, he'll just be sitting at the intersection. With his hat pulled down over his nose.
Yeah, I was going to say, could you imagine he just has a mask made that looks like his face?
That's crucial.
Absolutely. Dude, I just want to say one thing real quick, Sean. Though, so right where I live in Canton, there is a Rite Aid that often is broken into, or like kids are trying to steal stuff and things like that, whatever, like late at night. So the cops are there till about 9:30. It closes at 10. But dude, every time I walk over there, I'll get like a late night snack or whatever. There's the cop car right in front of it. And there's two cops sitting in there, especially on. So like the NBA is going right now. Almost every night of the week, there's sports on. They got an iPad and they're both watching the iPad, whatever game is
on. Jealous.
That is it. And they're just sitting in the old Explorer like.
I'm jealous.
I'm like, dude. I swear,
that's life right there.
Happens. I'm the first responder.
Look, Jimbo, I think we can all agree that they go through a lot down there. Okay.
Yeah. I guess that's true.
And catch a couple minutes of the game. I'm okay with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, just don't take 2 hours to get to my house next time, and then say we're a little light tonight. We're a little light tonight. This is Baltimore City. What are you talking about? We're a little light tonight. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Shout out to all of the boys in blue, boys, men and women in blue,
and brown, right?
And troopers. Brown?
Troopers? Don't they wear like brown or tan?
I don't know.
They wear brown.
All the colors.
Yeah.
That's right. We don't discriminate here.
A light brown. It's a tan. Don't act like I'm crazy.
Don't depend on Glenn for your colors, though. Kieran Martin says, Houston, Jacksonville, Indy all lost, and KC is down 14. Big day. Is KC still down 14?
Are they down 14?
I have no idea. I don't care about anybody at the Ravens. So I'm saying.
Yeah, let's see here. I don't have it updated on the screen. That's great. That's just great. Anyway, but yeah, that's awesome. I do think I'm surprised by the resiliency of the Browns and the Bengals. Like, I thought they were just going to go down the tubes, and I'm not thrilled about that. But yeah, absolutely love. Houston lost their quarterback Stroud in a rainy, disgusting day that the Jets, shockingly, Jimbo, the Jets beat Houston today. Like, crazy, but it helps us. I'm not mad about it. It absolutely helps us, so shout out. And Indy losing to me, I didn't like it because they lost to one of the North teams. So,
I guess that's like true. But it's really – I got to say this is hilarious because it is odd watching Evan Washburn interview Joe Flacco in a Browns uniform in a post-game interview. What?
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's crazy. Yeah. Stroud got hurt. Oh, did he, DK?
Concussion, though. But I think it's one of those things. JL says, Jimmer's okay, but I stay for Glenn. You know what? I think, JL, I don't think you're alone. You know what I mean? I think there is a large contingency of...
Hey, that is okay. I'm not here for the people.
I'm I'm not here for the people. He's just here for DK. That's all.
Right.
That's all.
I'm just here to hear myself talk.
That reminded me of last week when DK's in the chat. Like, you know, Glenn's my friend too, guys.
That's all right, JL. Glenn stays for Jimmer too.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Did Joe Flacco really have 311 yards and three
311
tutties?
Yards, three tutties?
No way, dude.
Dude, he should never have been out the league. The Jets would be in playoff position right now if they kept Joe as the backup instead of bum-ass Zach Wilson.
Why is there so many teams that have a horrible... Oh, there we go. Have a horrible backup quarterback situation when there's...
Guys like Joe Flacco there. Sitting on the sideline. It's ridiculous.
They'd rather take a chance on a rookie, usually an undrafted rookie in a lot of times, rather than Joe Flacco.
I don't even get Joe. I don't get the Cam Newton thing. I know Cam Newton's a big personality. I don't care. Cam Newton's better than 80% of the backups. Like, just as a pure backup. Now, if he doesn't want to be a backup, I get it. But I'm pretty sure Cam would take a paycheck and be a backup.
Yeah.
I don't get any of it. Joe Flacco's a perfect example. He's not even that old.
And Cam, I can understand, like, maybe the fans might get crazy if you have a bad stretch.
Calling for Cam every minute.
Ain't nobody calling for Joe, bro. No. Come on, man. Ain't nobody calling for Joe.
No.
Let him out there. I mean, we would. You know, we're Joe guys, but not if he's here.
Yeah, the overwhelming majority is like, Joe Flacco. No, I mean.
He's done. Look, you know?
All I know is dude's got ice water in his veins.
I think David Njoku's happy he's there because you know how he loves throwing to that tight end, bro. Oh, and David Njoku had
and
two
30-yard
tutties today. Oh, God.
You know, old Dennis Pitta?
Yeah, every day. Every day. Yeah, Edwin says, Harbaugh threw the flag to get a timeout call before the snap. He confirmed that in the post-game conference. The only question is, why not just call a timeout?
Like, did you just not feel like running, John? So you just chucked the thing? That's literally the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, like, why waste the challenge? Now, they may not have... They still had one, and there was only like 2 minutes left before it hit the 2 minute coaches challenge or a booth challenge anyway. So, but I don't understand. And maybe he thought I'd get more time by causing a snafu.
Yeah.
And that could have been some next level IQ, but after his history of challenges, I don't know if I can give him the benefit of the doubt on that. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. I'm with you. It was a weird one.
I don't think I can. Appreciate it, Edwin. Appreciate it.
We got any of the super chats in here? Yeah, here we go. Smoty Snows says, Jacksonville is the first city you get into when you drive from 95. Okay, so it's northeastern side of Florida. For some, Tampa's on the inside portion, right? Okay. See, Tampa and Jacksonville, I was getting all... Yeah. All right, cool.
Okay. So it's just in the... So it's not too bad of a drive, it sounds like, from Georgia there.
It sounds like it's right over the border. Yeah, it's just,
so
it's like the country band. Georgia-Florida line, isn't that a country band? Florida-Georgia line? Yeah, there you go. It's something like that. Don C. says, let's go Titans, beat them Dolphins.
Yeah, well.
I wouldn't bet on that one.
Well, yeah.
don't get emotional now, Don.
Yeah, Titans look like a mess, and the Dolphins look like they're going to be tough. They're going to be a team we're going to have to probably beat to get where we want to go. The Dolphins, not only do they look like they're not only are they playing well, but like I just saw, I think Dan Orlovsky went there and he's tweeting out like just the energy in the building. Like these guys like each other. They like coming to work. The creativity is an all-time high. Mm-hmm. And when you're trying to win a championship, some people go, that's not that important. Every little thing is what it takes to become a champion. Mm-hmm. And it looks like they're going to be.
I just got one reminder for the Dolphins. Old Mike Tyson said it best, right? Everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
Right. Wait till, you know, feel a little physicality of the AFC North football, Baltimore Ravens. Looking forward to that one.
I'm not mad about the Chiefs looking very vulnerable right now, though. No, not at all.
It's about dang time, dude.
Yes.
Like, can we stop? Kansas City's not even a cool place to go. Like,
yeah, I hear they have good barbecue though.
Okay, I'm glad. Yeah, well,
never had.
I don't even. So I'm not a barbecue guy. North Carolina barbecue is my thing though. I like the sweet barbecue. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Louis says he was too far from the refs to call. I told you, dude. That might have been
legitimately the only reason.
Chuck that thing over there, man. Hey, well, if that's the case, then shout out to John for exhausting all his resources.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't get over there. I'm going to boomerang this sucker.
The fact that even came into his mind is actually kind of impressive. Guys, I will remind you, those who are still have PTSD from the 2019 bye week before the playoffs. The last year, the Super Bowl was both the number one seeds in it, right? Did they not?
Yeah, I think so.
So, at least in recent history, number one seed. And I think if you look at the history of the last 10 years, I think you'll see
that. Look at the Patriots and look what the strategy they employed, right?
Well, as far as I know, Patrick Mahomes doesn't have a road win in the playoffs, and he has a very because he's never played on the road in the playoffs.
Oh my! If I remember correctly.
So that tells you, and he's been pretty. You know, they've been pretty consistent as far as representing the AFC out of the. I mean, in the Super Bowl. So
God himself, apparently,
in cleats. God in cleats.
Get out of here with that.
But like, yeah,
I'd show Bob in cleats.
Yeah. And I love to see that they are now a vulnerable team. But this is a big, big win for the Ravens. Obviously, they have a huge game next weekend, taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars in a game that could help decide the number one seed. But I think that's it for us tonight.
Yeah, we didn't do our over-unders, but we will do it on Tuesday, if that's okay with you, DK.
We'll do them on Tuesday. But that's it for us tonight. But look, we'll be back Tuesday. We got Cole here. Who's going to – I can't wait to hear his opinion on guys like Ronnie and what – you know, and also get his take on the John Linderbaum Harbaugh challenge. Debacle. Yeah, Linderbaum, that's his guy. That is his guy. So we got to get his take on that. So we'll be quick back on Tuesday evening. Be here or – no, be there or be square. Now, be here or be square.
Or be square. See?
Damn it.
All right, that's it for us, folks. Have a good night.